And welcome to episode 19 on May 19th, 1962. No, let's go to today, May 19, 2025. The 62 was when I was born. Happy birthday to me. This is Crutch, and we are here once again with Swimming with the Fish. Good evening, gentlemen. We're starting off a little different, but that's okay. It's still episode 19 of season 9. We are well into our 300s of episodes. I think we're like at 355 now. It's crazy. Chief, how are you, man?
I survived quite the weekend, which I will explain later.
Yeah. It's a 3-day weekend for me, and I kind of wish I'd made it too. Been a couple of days worth today. Well, yesterday was a waste, but I'll get to that as well. Goon, how are you, sir?
I also had quite a weekend. I took half a day off on Friday, and of course, all of the day off on Thursday because it was my birthday.
Hey, happy belated birthday to you, sir.
Thank you, and happy birthday to you. What time of day were you born?
I was born at 8:05 in the morning.
I was born at 8:45 in the evening.
Wow. Chief, when were you born?
No clue.
Well, you know what
is, day. Is that because the lizard people won't tell you?
I mean, you said born, not hatched, so, you know.
Oh, good point. Yeah. And when is the exact considered born? Are you completely out of the shell or just when you get, like, you know, the crack? Because it's a process, right? I don't
know. Depends on whether you eat the shell. If you know, you got to get the calcium for the growing bones.
Exactly.
But I don't know. They didn't tell me. I'll just put it like that.
Okay. Oh, so let's see. Where do we begin? Hey, you know what? Let's do this chronologically. So, Sagoon, your weekend started on Thursday.
Yes.
With your I went off.
Yeah, I went to work for half a day on Friday, but I didn't work very hard.
Well, then you would have had to change your badge color.
Well, if it continued. I mean, it was only for, you know, about 5 hours. And I was, and oh my goodness, was I doing mindless tasks?
That's what we specialize in.
As you know, I was building software for the customer, and he had like 50 projects to build, and they're all TD. Hold on 1 second, I'll be right back.
See, that's, he's saying too much.
Yeah.
There we go.
that was them. That was them. You know, there's a guy in the big black mask and he just kind of pointed you when you were trying to make comments and, you know, that's what happens.
Yep. There you go. So I then left and drove to the hinterlands of Virginia on the shore of the Chesapeake.
Uh-huh.
For a men's retreat with my church. Which was really wonderful.
Okay, awesome.
One of our pastors and our new summer intern, who is a rising sophomore, right? When you finished your freshman year and you're going to be a sophomore, that's what you are, right? A rising sophomore?
Yep.
In divinity school out in Arizona.
Wow.
And you know what? The young man did really, really well.
Excellent.
And he put up with constantly, he and his 19-year-old friend, with all of us older guys, men of a certain age, Crutch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He put up with our advice. Some of it was actually even good.
Just
however.
Like a third of your age, but yeah.
Would you, listen, buddy, you're 21 for the third time, so.
I know, it's awesome.
It was so much fun the other two times you decided to do it again.
Exactly. Can I trade this body in for 3 21-year-olds that I can just cycle through, like use the body Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That guy just gets, yeah. It just
So would you like to know the highlight of the whole weekend?
Sure. Was it like an amazing oratory or like, you know, you guys all got together and developed some great inner truth?
Well, there was a truth developed, but no, it was not oratory. Well, a little. It started out with oratory. The man that has done the cooking for the last this year and last year mm-hmm. is an amazing cook, and he was making pork loin for us out on a Weber gas grill.
Lovely.
And our pastor, we had said, you know, there's going to be eight men, so why don't you get two pork loins? And we were thinking of the ones that are, I don't know, they're foot and a half long. They're 2-3 pounds, maybe 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got the 3 foot, 8 pound ones.
Wait, you got two of those?
Yeah, he got two of those. So if you would like any pork loin this week, I have plenty.
That sounds like a lunch for Chief.
Oh my, you know, he rubs them in a dry rub, and he put them on the grill, and unfortunately he did not check to see if there was a pan to catch the drippings in the grill in the rented house we were using.
Uh-oh.
And this is an unflappably, calm man. He's a high school physics teacher here in the Democratic People's Republic of MoCo. And while I was sitting up on the balcony enjoying the waves gently lapping on the shore of the old Chesapeake,
mm-hmm.
I hear him call up, "Hey, I could use a fire extinguisher down here." "Golly," I said.
Wow.
And I knew where there was one because I noted the present, the position of all of them when I went in, as taught to me by alert listener Yankee Swamp Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he didn't teach me, but it sounds better that way, don't you think?
Absolutely. Good credit and where credit needs to be.
When I walked outside, the grill was fully involved.
Whoa.
And it was near under the deck that we were just on, which is poor positioning, but I wasn't there for that part.
What are you having? Barbecue deck. Thanks. Mm.
So I noticed that the drippings, which now look more like flaming gasoline, were starting to fall on top of the gas tank, which is under the grill.
That is contraindicated.
If that continued, the grill would have launched off into the bay like one of Elon's Falcon 9s. That would have been bad, but we managed through using gloves and shutting the grill to tamp down most of the fire and mm-hmm. some sand. And they didn't get to the extinguisher because right after I got there, they were doing all the right things. I'm like, "Can you reach in with your hand and turn those burners off?" He goes, "Well, that's not what's burning." I go, "Yeah, but why should we add to the heat?" And long story short, we got that out. And there was a very substantial bark on the pork loin. But it wasn't ruined.
Crunchy, eh?
Yeah. We cut it open and saw that it still needed some time, so we put it inside in the oven at 200 degrees for a while.
The one that doesn't need a drip pan.
Right. And and we were able to salvage all of it. I think excellent. Mr. Browning would be proud. However, Glenn, he took it kind of hard the rest of the weekend. Hey, Glenn, could you tell me what your recipe for pork loin is? Let me see. You rub it with a dry rub, and then you heat it up to about 200 degrees for 15 minutes, and then you bring it up to 5,000 degrees for about 3 minutes, and then a while longer at 200. Is that the recipe?
We throw it at the sun. Wow.
So, you know, that was, but you know what, it really was a terrific retreat, and I certainly got what I needed. And I hope my brothers who went with me did as well. I'm pretty sure they did.
Very nice. Very nice.
And when I got home, I was a little bit of a hero after I yelled at the hurricane because she, you know, the car that only has one mirror?
Mm-hmm.
She hit something and took the other mirror off.
She had to even it out.
I guess.
It's more aerodynamic that way.
Yeah, shut up. You know how hard it is to find parts for a 1999 car. So that'll be Saturday of the upcoming holiday weekend. We'll be repairing that.
Yeah, you get a 3-day weekend.
It'll go back on, but. And then I noticed that the part for the dishwasher came in. You recall last week's story? Dishwasher's broken. Man told me how to save $130.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what he told me, and it worked like a charm.
Excellent.
It was, you know, you go online and they're like, wow, you have to pull the dishwasher out and tip it on its back. And I'm looking, it's like, it's right up front. All I need is a light so that I can see, you know, you shut the power off.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see, you can remove the part just fine. And if you get those, I'm going to call it a headlight, but you know what it is. It has a
headband with a light.
Right, with like right. a super bright LED on it.
Now, did you put that on Stitch and tell him to sit really still?
Yeah. Yeah, that would work.
Showcat, I had a visual.
Showcat just laughed.
I do my part.
She said she'll give you real money if you can come over and make the dog sit still. So Hurricane had bought me that headlamp a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hadn't used it for anything. And I tried it on this and yeah, it was,
it's handy.
It did the job, and I'll be using it to take the mirror off too, because the Germans have made it very difficult to get the three screws out. Well, two of them will come out right away, but the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
of course. I have a pair of glasses like that with, magnifying lenses in the glass part, and then two lights, one over each lens. And that's what I used to use for my fine metal work when I was doing chainmail work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So that was my weekend. I now cede the floor to you.
Well, Chief, let's see. Chronologically, I think you're up next. How was your weekend?
Well, my middle sister got married.
Yay! Congratulations.
This is the sister that we met on our visit, right? She made us the beautiful mice pads.
I'm mouse. Using mine right this very second.
As am I.
Yes, it was her. So she got married and we stayed. Now, you mentioned problems with grills.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Over here, we use propane and propane accessories. Now,
just like the TV show.
Uh-oh. So here's, because I was unsure of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he is grilling something, okay? And propane is going up, and thus there's a fire, right? Mm-hmm. But then we look over, and fire is going sideways.
Yeah, windy.
The pipe that feeds the propane,
ooh,
has burst. Ooh. and it is close, and it's close enough to the propane tank. I'm like, do we just call this house a wrap and run, or do we have to take this off?
Now, when you say propane tank, are you talking like those ginormous ones people mount under their houses, or are you talking about the little rhino tanks?
Oh, rhino.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because if it was one of those,
there, turn it off.
Yeah. If it was one of those big tanks, yeah, calling it a wrap and getting out of there would be really good.
Yeah. My parents had two of those for the gas heater on the pool, and they mounted the tanks right next to the house. And I'm like, who thought this was a good idea? Like, if these go, the entire middle of the house is gone. You know, you'll have the two bedrooms, the bedroom on one end, and you'll have the big, long couch in the family room and nothing in the middle. Yeah.
But there'll be an earth-shattering kaboom.
It will. Marvin the Martian would be so happy. Oh. So all is well. Nobody died?
No, nobody died. wet blanket over, turn off gas, and
good solution.
And then we were like, so first let's figure out what happened. Okay, we have a new hose. Do we keep trying? And we did.
Okay. Yeah, and as long as it cools down a little, so you can put the new hose on, it should be fine.
So that was some fun. We the trip was so long that we went through all of our playlists, and we had as you were talking about things that shouldn't have gone on but did.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, it wasn't the DoubleTree Diner, it was a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the waitress was incredibly nice. But of course, it's still Texas, so that was expected.
Right.
We got there at 7. At 8 o'clock, we started wondering what was going on.
Whoa. So that's either very busy or you're lost.
We were the only people there.
Oh.
So I start... I wanted to start making Jew comments because my aunt, and which during the wedding, she would just yell out Machayim and Mazel Tov and
kind of randomly.
And what was the domination of the wedding again?
It was Eastern Orthodox.
So they must have thought that was intriguing.
Do the Eastern Orthodox not like the Jewish people?
No, there's nothing.
I thought they were, they're friends. That'd be all right.
Mm, okay.
Well, she was doing it because they, as they were going through all the, patrons of Israel, it was like, huh, this isn't much different than ours. And she was just drawing the parallel. But
I think as long as she yells it three times, they're fine.
Okay. Well. It was only twice to my memory. But back to this accursed meal. So it is now 8:30.
Oh.
And some people have had it at this point and say, what's going on? And then the waitress goes back and she says, apparently the guy only got half of the orders. And we were like, everyone who's been in food service goes that's not possible with today's technology.
Right.
But it's like, okay, whatever. So half of the orders come out. My brother's questioning why I'm trying to put salt on the fries, and I lift one up and say, the fries are flaccid. and my brother-in-law, who chose sweet potato fries, his are crunchy. And I said, I wanted crunch and I don't have it. And then I kept shaking the salt and I was like, and there's no salt coming out of this. And
oh Lord.
When I did get it, so I got a half pound burger. It was not a half pound and it was not a burger. It was black. Oh, and wow. So maybe
buck.
Maybe your friend was the cook at the time.
It could have come from Glenn's blazing hot grill.
So I asked my brother-in-law, who also got the burger. I was like, how's yours? He says, so there's nothing right to write home about. And I said, is it crunchy? And he goes, no. And I go, well, mine is. Mm-hmm. Now, I asked for, because you could have it as you wanted it, default, or you could add-ons. And I said, can I get sauteed onions and avocado? Mm-hmm. When I saw the purple onion, I was like, yep, that's not it. And so I'm like, well, this doesn't matter. So my aunt, who is the full-blooded Jew, she said she's actually excited, going like, I'm going to make this right. Just watch. And then she goes off. She gets a manager, then she gets another person, and she's like, this is ridiculous, blah, blah.
She's in full Karen mode.
Yes. And that is what I think my cousin, my second brother's daughter goes, "Uh-oh, we got Hebrew Karen coming out." And so when they bring the pizza out, a roach shows up.
Oh.
And they kill the roach and put it on a napkin, and they said it didn't touch the pizza, but you've got this as well. And so now they're like, you know, what is it going to take to make you feel better? And then so she says, cancel these orders because they didn't come out, and like my brother just left. And he was like, "Look, I'm not waiting for this." And my other brother goes, "I don't want it because regardless of how it comes to me, I don't trust it anymore."
Right.
After the aunt has gone her full mode. Now, they ended up giving everyone free dessert. They gave a BLT with no B and no T. And it was like, it was a chicken sandwich with lettuce. And it was like, how do you mess up this bad?
God.
Let me see. BLT. Nope. No C there.
So that's why I was saying this is one for the history books, folks.
Because, wow. Yeah. I mean, I just went out to dinner and I'm not even going to talk about it now because after that, it would sound like I was whining. I'm just going to say it.
I actually would be interested because you're going to a restaurant that I favor, right? I assume you went to the one over by Apple Ford.
Yes. Who?
Over by the accursed Ford dealer that you take your vehicle to occasionally.
As far as I know, as I make that corner, there is a large crater. That's as far as I'm concerned about Apple Ford. Anyway, yes, you are correct. This is the Texas Roadhouse in Columbia, Maryland.
Where I've always had good service, and I believe so of you until...
I have. Tonight was not my night. I ordered a very simple dish. I ordered a sirloin and shrimp combo with buttered corn and applesauce. Medium. Okay. When you get a steak, and you know, they always have you cut into the steak, see if it's okay.
Right.
When you cut into a steak and it bleeds out, what have you done wrong?
The cooking part.
Yeah.
Well, that's rare.
Not only is it rare, is you didn't let it sit.
Oh yeah, because you didn't let the juices settle and kind of redistribute right. inside the meat.
And what sure. happens when it all bleeds out?
It
gets tough.
Yeah, pretty much that's an old boot.
Yep. And although it looks medium rare, which is not what I ordered in the first place, but that be that as it may, when you are bearing down on a serrated blade, you're in for a tough meal. Literally. So that was that. The shrimp all fell into a vat of molten salt.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know what seasoning they were using, but it was salt, and some more salt. And
perhaps they thought you had low blood pressure.
Maybe. I certainly didn't when I was finished. Let's see. The corn was okay, except at the point where it tried to kill me.
Wait. What?
So it's, you know, buttered corn, it's off the cob. It's in a bowl.
I have found corn to be not usually an aggressive vegetable.
No, it really isn't. But two pieces decided to lodge themselves in my esophagus. I was able to cough one of them out. And then later on, I felt the second one and gave a really hard cough. And I did not shoot it at my wife. I'm very pleased to say that it did come out as a projectile, but I caught it sort of like a ninja. So it was like, that was good. The applesauce was fine. And we just, they nailed the applesauce. Thank God for the applesauce. Again, this now sounds like I'm whining compared to this poor, poor soul we have, our friend who's in Texas and his whole family.
And your birthday meal too.
Well, yeah. And then we got our desserts to go. And they have an apple pie.
Yes.
With ice cream. So
yes, they do.
So we got that to go. And I found out mine was frozen. Not the ice cream. The pie. Like, I had to nuke the pie in the microwave just to make it cold.
So that is, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
That reminds me of another funny part when the first thing that they do when they come to your table, they say, what drink do you want, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay. I said, what teas do you have? They say, we only have sweet tea. I said, I'd like a sweet tea. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law says she would like a mule. She writes it all down. She comes back and says, we don't have sweet tea. And then she said, not only do we not have the ingredients for the mule, we don't even have the cups for it. So I don't know what thing she ordered, but
she ordered a Moscow mule that usually is served in a copper cup. But I don't think that changes the taste of it.
I don't know. I'm not much of a drinky foodie, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so there, that was one thing. And then they, my brother ordered chimichurri. Mm-hmm. And well, I don't know what that is. He looked at it and he said, I'm not sure that's chimmy in my chair.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. So they did give desserts. The desserts, as she said, were very rich. I said, what does that mean? And then my nephew and niece were like, gives me that. And just, they were on a sugar high.
Peeling them off the ceiling with a spatula.
Yeah. But my poor sister, by the time that came out, it was now 9 o'clock. And she said, I cannot eat past 9 without, you know, survival horror. So she did not get to eat at all.
Oh, no.
She had water with no lemon because they didn't. That was extra. I don't know what the deal was. This is.
Well, just for your edification, vodka, lime juice, ginger beer, and ice.
Ginger beer? Ooh.
Yep. That's what's in a Moscow mule.
I don't know what they were missing. But apparently he said all of it. So I guess. Oh, we were just confused. Why would you say you have sweet tea and then say have zero tea?
Yeah. Oh, when I said we had sweet tea, I meant we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no.
We had sweet tea, but in the time it took me to get back there to give your order in, somebody drank it all.
Something happened and now there's none.
Yeah.
We're in the southern part of Texas. Mm-hmm. That's where the wedding was. There's zero excuse that sweet tea should be like vein supplement.
And yeah, anywhere south of Richmond, Virginia, you should have, when you order tea, if you want it unsweetened, you have to ask for it unsweetened and endure the stares.
Well, we didn't have to do that because there was nothing.
Yeah. Because that's what happens to me. And I look at them and I can usually avoid any violence by going, I love sweet tea, which is true, but I'm diabetic. I'm not supposed to have it. And they go, no problem. We'll go get you some Yankee tea.
That's right. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Or in your case, your pancreas.
Indeed. Well, maybe they want to bless my heart too.
Well, we know what that really means. Come on, you know.
Well, it can mean many things, but yeah, usually it's not complimentary.
Yeah. Yep, it was. But
maybe that's how I should have approached Hurricane with the what you told me about the mural. Bless your heart.
Yeah, that'd have gone over like a Led Zeppelin.
There was no heart blessing at the wedding. It was very nice. All the people seemed nice. The one thing. My youngest brother, a Chiggy Wonder Boy, mm-hmm. he was telling, and I know this isn't a random woman, but one of one of the people that goes to the church was saying that I was like Tony Soprano because I was in a suit. And people were looking at me going like, a suit, man, that's a bold move. And I said, you know, some of us like the heat. Because no one else was in a suit.
No.
Well, not a full.
1,000 degrees in Austin.
No, but this was San Antonio.
I salute you, sir.
Good man. Yes.
So I asked what made me like Tony Soprano. I was like, tall, he's not tall. Mm-mm. Skinny, that guy's fat. He's not like,
skinny.
Yeah. And he said, but you constantly say who can say on the podcast. So
who can say?
I don't know what he means. What does he mean? He says
what's
say,
he talking about?
Who can say? What are we doing here?
Yeah. So and she agreed. So it was 2-1 at that point, and I had to leave in defeat.
So if you're Tony, who does that make us, Cratch?
I did not watch the show. I have no idea. I know who Tony Soprano is. I couldn't even tell you his wife's name.
Well, I guess since you're the only real Italian, you would have to be Polly Walnuts.
Ugh, great. Now I'm named after a nut that I don't even like.
No, you'd like this character. He's really good. But you're going to have to add a lot more profanity into your speaking.
Pretty sure he's got that covered.
Yeah, you didn't hear me in the garage on Sunday.
I do want to hear about the, since I kind of do know the story.
So,
alert listeners want to hear.
So my house is equidistant to all of my in-laws. So subsequently, none of them likes to drive real far. So it's all like, let's have the party at Crutch's house. So, one of the main ways into my house is through the garage, and my garage is an eyesore. No other way to say it. And I got tired of it being an eyesore. And I said to myself, I've got a 3-day weekend with my birthday and all. Let's spend some of that cleaning out that eyesore of a garage. So I got some of it started on Saturday, but not a whole lot. I was doing other things. So great. I will just devote Sunday. So I make my little piles. I'm making a pile of things I'm keeping, and I've got a big pile of things going to the dump, and I've got a smaller pile of things going to the dump that go to the hazmat section, and I've got an even smaller pile of things going to Goodwill. And I say, hey, you know what? This is a good time to take a break. And I load up all the non-hazmat stuff into my car. Have to put down the back seats, push things in. There's lots of wood and metal and bags and stuff. And I get in my car and I drive over to the dump, and there's a big honking gate there that says, we're not open on Sundays.
Golly,
I said over and over. So I drove home and I left my car out in front of the house, full of junk in the back. It looks like a homeless person's car. And
might have even attracted a homeless person out there.
I should have been, careful. Yeah. I cleaned up enough of the garage so that my wife, who was out running errands for her parents, could actually get her car into the left-hand side of the garage, which is the clean side.
Oh, sure. You can actually fit cars in your garage. Not so at Stately Goon Manor.
So it is not much farther along. I'm going to have to do it in bits and pieces. And I did make it to the, they opened up at 8:00 this morning. So happy birthday to me. Guess where I was at 8:05 driving the homeless mobile over to the dump. And I dumped my first load. What was really funny though is
for some reason, I hear the William Tell overture while you're driving over there. You know what I mean?
Dum, to the dump, to the dump, dump, dump. Yeah,
there you exactly. Go. Thank you so much.
There you go. It's a little bit of a good joke. So I, you back your car into this little set of parking spots, which overhang to a much lower area where the containers are. So you drop the stuff in the containers and then the trucks pull the containers away. So I get a nice, sweet parking spot, and I open up my hatchback, and I start to pull stuff out, and I look over, and the big old 18-wheeler grabs hold of the container that's right in front of me and drags it away. And I was like, oh. Well, now the good news is I was close enough that I could, you know, kind of catty corner toss it to the next container over. But I thought, that's just kind of how my day's going to go. And I was right. What would have been funnier is if I was like in mid throw and now for my next magical trick, shing, you know. But anyway, so we got that all emptied out this morning. And so my car is now usable by humans, which is good. But I'm going to do.
But the homeless people are sad.
The homeless people are. I'm sure they are. Yeah. But we're going to do little bits and pieces. One thing I did clarify was that they only do the toxic materials on Saturday, so all of those old gas cans and paint cans and aerosols and whatever whatnot, as they say, will go out on Saturday. And hopefully, you know, next 3-day weekend, I'll have a nice clean garage. I'll take pictures and everything.
Yay.
What about the non-humans?
What's what?
You said your car is safe for human driving. And you said, what about us non-humans?
I don't have any non-humans.
But you know one.
Well, I mean, you say that.
Well, as far as I know, I'm not harboring any non-humans in my car.
There are several of the people I work with, though, that I am suspicious of.
Do you drive them anywhere?
Plausible deniability.
It's true. Yes. But
and of course, they're show cat. You can drive her somewhere if you want.
Well, she's not non-human. She's superhuman. There's a difference.
She likes you more and more every day, she tells me.
Sucking up to the cat.
She's rubbing my feet right now. I think she's finally forgiven me for the new dog that I got as a birthday present.
And your new dog's name is?
Peaches.
Yes. I'm actually reading the next book in that series I was telling you about, where the main character has a dog named Peaches. Although his dog is a hellhound. Who can grow to the size of a small school bus, but Peaches is the dog's name. Yeah, so it's a well-founded strong name.
My Peaches chases her tail, catches it, bites it, and is surprised.
Sounds like a dog thing to do.
I'm wondering, is that not normally a thing Goldens do?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Doug did it, so. Generally, though, that isn't a reason to recommend whatever the it is.
What, that Doug did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we understand.
Love Doug, miss Doug, not the brightest bulb on the porch.
might have had a spark or two.
It's unfortunate that the animals we love act these ways.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Indeed. So let's see. What else is going on? Oh, well, we all know what's going on. We've been avoiding the 800-pound gorilla for 38 minutes.
Or the former president.
Right. I'm sorry. I was not talking about Mrs. Obama. Anyway. Wow, you're just going to let that go? Okay, cool.
I'm smiling broadly. Isn't that enough?
I can't say that was an original joke. I heard that on a comedian.
I was picturing her bench pressing Barack.
Yeah. Speaking of former presidents, apparently the leader of the free world, who has the most advanced medical staff in the history of the world, and is cared for on a daily basis with yearly full exams, somehow in the last 100 days ended up with stage 3, almost stage 4 cancer.
No, it is stage 4 now.
How long does it take for that to happen?
Years. According to the urologist that was on one of the other channels, you know, nobody gets that in 100 days.
Yeah, see, stage 4.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's metastasized to his bones. So that's
yeah, that goal
period. And And so that means that he had it before he ran, he had it during his running. It explains now the pick lines and other marks you saw on his hands and everywhere where they were thinking, because people were constantly saying, oh, they're giving him uppers to keep him up. And no, they were just trying to keep him alive. So,
well, that is sort of a form of up. It's above ground, you know.
Well, true. It's the amount of elder abuse that it really was. That's, well, yeah, the sad part.
I agree. Of course, I consistently said that and I consistently feel that we abused an old man. Maybe not a nice old man, but
I don't know who this we is, Bob, but I had nothing to do with that.
We the people of the United States of the Democrat variety.
No. Well, that's a they, not a we.
They, them.
Okay. They, them. to use their vernacular.
Yeah, so that's happening. So the big question, which I just saw is being under review, is what does that mean for all the last set of pardons, and who was using the auto pen?
Oh,
he was far gone. Something is afoot.
Yeah, that's right, because he beat Medicare anyway.
Yeah, well, so also they started going through the Biden self-snitching process, where they showed that he clearly stated that he had cancer when he was on the campaign trail in New Jersey. When he said, he said, you know, and that's why we need clean air and to stop using this oil that gave us cancer. And then his brother sent that message on Twitter talking about how, you know, he's doing all this and we're just enjoying his presence for as long as he has left. It, you know, it's kind of like the Diddy songs. You know, you throw tidbits out. So, and if no one catches it, then you know people aren't paying attention.
Right.
But yeah, so I really want to see what happens, because if the pardons are annulled, then they can go after people and then they're going to do more digging and we'll just, everyone will claim that it's a political witch hunt.
Right.
Right. Well, I mean, it's funny. We talked about this at work today. And one of the things that I opined was that I want to know the process, because every president uses the auto pen. It is simply not possible for one human to sign all the things a president must sign.
Right.
So tell me, what is the process? I would imagine if I were going to generate a bunch of pardons, even you know, far less than what Biden granted, right?
Mm-hmm. The
president grants a pardon, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I would have a paper drawn up that says, here are the people I wish to pardon with the reasons. And the pardons themselves will be signed by auto pen. I authorize this by virtue of my live signature affixed below. Something right. like that. To me, that, you know, look, that's legitimate. That's using the auto pen as a tool.
Right.
And I now have evidence that the president was able to make the decision and made it.
That's not what happened.
Well, if it was what happened, it would have already been shown to us, wouldn't you think? Because that would be pretty easy evidence to produce.
Sure.
They're going through the policy because no one really knows what people were supposed to be doing, because everything, and I don't know how long it's been, but it's been willy-nilly for a while.
Right.
So, yeah. And I mean, if it wasn't that way, and just anybody who had access to the, I imagine the auto pen kept in a closet somewhere with a lock and key.
Right.
Probably in a box next to his Corvette.
Next to all that other stuff.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Whatever. Who can say?
Yeah, that's right, Tony. Who can say?
It's a shame, but now he's dealing with that. Right. And maybe he's not gonna be around to see the repercussions of everything that is coming because all this stuff is coming to light. Which begs the next question.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought that they could keep all this stuff under wraps?
Well, they thought they were going to win another election. They figured they could wait it out.
No, that's empowering hubris.
Hubris.
I'm really having trouble getting big words out today.
I don't think they really thought that they were going to win. I just can't see it.
I think they thought they were going to win until he got up on the podium and did that debate.
I don't even think then. They knew it because you've seen the wheelchair statements and the other statements that they were ready for the worst. And they thought the worst was coming.
Maybe they thought he'd die before he ran out and then she'd have the job and everybody would just re-elect her out of grief or something.
That makes more sense than the nonsense.
And he was just too darn stubborn.
If in fact he had the cancer before he was elected, perhaps even before he decided to run, then maybe they thought he'd only go half term, which we talked about when he was first elected. Oh, he won't survive. Something will happen. Maybe that was the original plan and he just fooled them all and hung on.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't have an umbrella marked somewhere on him.
So you're saying the ricin didn't work, huh?
I don't know. You know, if you're gonna plan for somebody to be offed, you know, you can't depend on the whims of Mother Nature. So I don't know.
That's true.
Getting into carefully scripted territory here. I'm not suggesting anything.
The voice you hear is going.
And I don't care what Mongino says, Epstein didn't kill himself.
So, what did he actually say?
He said he's seen the file, and it was a suicide.
So, if you look at what he actually posted, it was... you're right. In the interview... Those were the words that he said. In the clarification that got posted afterwards, he said, I see no evidence that he did not. If more evidence comes out, we will reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a safe answer.
Yes, it's towing the line, the current line, because yours don't have it yet. Because the second that he did that, you know, the ever accurate Alex Jones comes out and goes, I love both of those guys, but that's a bunch of golly. And
or something to that effect.
That's a great big pile of golly is what that is.
He said, you know, people do not fall asleep. The cameras don't work, and then when they're requested, they have been destroyed already. Like, too many things do not happen all at once, and you say that everything is legit.
And what about that one replacement guard, Hilatoria Clintonista?
Well, she's on another tour stating that the GOP women should not run because they will just perpetuate... you know, misogyny. And I am now of the opinion, and I'm looking for the biblical backup that the people who are in power be empowered by their counterparts. But the way, as vindictive as Hillary is, I do not see why anyone would ever want to risk allowing that person to have an ounce of power.
Yeah, zero, because that's what she wants. That's the only thing she wants.
Yeah, that's a terrifying thought. I mean, Kamala was terrifying because she's, you know, to be honest, an imbecile.
Oh, I think you're being too kind there, but do go on.
Okay. Hillary is diabolical. There's just no other way around it.
But Bill likes power too. I'm surprised he hasn't had her plane auger in. Not that I'm suggesting that should happen. That was a joke for all you people on the left who are going to now start, you know, sending me hate mail.
Yeah, you mentioned Bill liking power. You mean like the power of a vacuum?
You can send your letters, folks, to crutch@swtf_podcast.com.
There you go.
Oh boy. I'll make no comments.
As Chief has decided that discretion is the better form of valor, and Goon and I wish to continue, surviving. Because
what do you think? Yeah,
because people who cross Hillary end up dead. I'm going to take it upon myself to thank you one and all for allowing us to vent about various culinary nightmares in our lives. And sad garage stories and a little politics at the end just to spice it up.
There you go.
Before we go, please, a word from our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Glenn's Blazing Hot Grill. If you enjoy hot grilled meats, Glenn's is for you. Using his patented technique of harnessing the heat of the sun, Glenn grills your meats and imparts an atomic bark to the surface. The meat is finished off in a regular oven at normal temperatures and whisked to your plate, palate burning hot. Ow! And Peach's Whirling Dervish Puppy Training. Make friends with the puppy at your new home by jumping and spinning and looking playful. Then chase your own tail, catch it, bite it, yelp, and watch the pup look at you in amazement and try and repeat the process. Friends forever, training complete. And Crutch's Garage Organization System. Have your garage space organized by a pro. Get three piles of stuff beautifully sorted into trash, recycle, and donate. Getting your stuff to the charity or dump or recycle center may take a while longer, as Crutch is getting older and can't remember that it is Sunday and they are all closed. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.